Hey there, first readers. I'm Reverend Dr. Rachel Wren, bringing you the next installment of First Reading Summer Shorts, mini episodes that we are filming for our YouTube channel. So if you're listening to this on the podcast, you might want to head over to our YouTube channel and check it out there, or you can find it on our website, firstreadingpodcast.com. And just for those of you who are watching on YouTube, yes, I do have my cat here with me filming. So this is Mr. Mitten, everybody. Enjoy. The verse reading for July 28th is 2 Samuel 11, 1 through 15, and it is a doozy. It's the beginning of the story of Bathsheba and David, and it's all of the horror and none of the resolution. So in some ways, it's a really tough text to preach, and in other ways, it's kind of a perfect text to preach. At least that's where I'm going with it today. Now, fair warning, the preaching tip I want to focus on does deal with issues of assault, specifically sexual assault. So if you are going to preach this, you know, do it very gently and with intention, because you might not know, or perhaps you might know, what some of the folks in your congregation have undergone. Where I want to focus with this text is on the issue not of David and what David does, but on Bathsheba and what Bathsheba does, specifically with her voice. Now, in Hebrew, Bathsheba, Bat Sheva, can mean a couple of different things. Bat means daughter, and Sheva means seven. So seven is the number of perfection, completion, wholeness. So this could be perfect daughter or wonderful daughter, that kind of loving, endearing message. It also, conversely, could be something more like daughter number seven. As in, I've got so many daughters that what's one more? I can't think of a name. Let's just call her number seven. Now, assuming that the second translation of her name is correct, which we will never know which one it actually is, let's just imagine for a minute what it might have been like to be raised in a household where you are daughter number seven. Which attention do you think you might get? How much would your life instead have been one of silence? Shadows, corners, crumbs. As daughter number seven, one has to wonder how much Bathsheba was listened to, was noticed, was heard, and how often really was she able to productively exercise her voice? How as well would she have been able to productively exercise her voice when approached by her king in a way that only her husband should have done? Again, in this chapter, she is presented as a character who is stripped of her voice, of her agency, who is just merely daughter number seven. But that's just for the first few verses. In verse 5, the script flips, and Bathsheba does, in fact, use her voice. As soon as she conceives, she sends word to her sovereign protector. Well, she sends two words, in fact. In Hebrew, it's Harav Anochi. I'm pregnant. Two little words that change the arc of the story for Israel's greatest king and change the arc of the story for Bathsheba as well. And that's a fun little literary fact, but here's the preaching point. How did she get there? How did she go from daughter number seven to confronter of king? Well, the text doesn't tell us, but this is one time when I really actually appreciate the lectionary and the way they've paired the text for this particular week, specifically the psalm. The psalm for today is Psalm 14. And I want you to just listen to the first few verses and imagine them in the voice of Bathsheba. Fools say in their hearts, there is no God. They are corrupt. They do abominable deeds. There's no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on humankind to see if there are any who are wise who seek after God. They have all gone astray. They are all alike perverse. There is no one who does good. No, not one. Have they no knowledge, all the evildoers who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call upon the Lord? You could imagine her speaking those words to herself in grief, in anger, in frustration, in impotent rage. But the psalm doesn't stop there. There's a couple more verses, and I want you to hear the next two again in Bathsheba's voice.
Verse 5.
There they shall be in great terror, for God is with the company of the righteous. You would confound the plans of the poor, but the Lord, Adonai, is their refuge. Perhaps these words capture the ideas that gave Bathsheba the strength and the courage to use her voice that day. God is with the company of the righteous, and I am righteous. You would confound the plans of the poor, which David certainly did or tried to do, but the Lord, Adonai, is their refuge. What gave Bathsheba the strength, perhaps, to use her voice, what gives us the strength to use our voices today, is this concept, this belief, this truth that God is with the righteous, that the Most High God of heaven and earth is the refuge of the poor, even of the sparrow. Take this preaching point, preachers, and I hope you run with it. Happy preaching. We'll see you in the next episode.